Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The November 1951 general election was a watershed moment in Barbados's history, as it was the first to be held under universal adult suffrage. Introduced in 1950, universal adult suffrage granted all Barbadians aged 21 and over the right to vote in elections, regardless of property ownership or income. On this day, August 18, 1951, in the lead-up to this landmark election, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on the addition of 95,600 new voters to the electoral list. This significant figure, which was revealed at a press conference held by the colonial secretary the day prior, represented the overwhelming majority of the 102,642 individuals who were eligible to vote. The rigorous process of voter registration and list revision highlighted the importance placed on this election. According to the Advocate, the electoral lists were scheduled to be revised island-wide over the following 2 months, with postings in districts, post offices, and police stations. Furthermore, to ensure that every eligible voter had the opportunity to participate, the necessary forms for objections or for people who found their names omitted were also to be made available. The figures released provided a detailed snapshot of the electoral landscape at the time, reflecting a period when voter engagement was at the forefront of national consciousness. For instance, in St. Michael, the most populous parish with some 35,504 eligible voters, 32,552 new voters were registered. In Bridgetown, 6,200 out of 6,591 eligible individuals registered. Likewise, Christchurch registered some 12,594 people out of the 13,617 that were eligible, while St. Philip had 7,144 registrants out of 7,500. Smaller parishes also demonstrated high registration rates. In St. Andrew, for example, there were 3,362 out of 3,566. In St. Joseph, 3,551 out of 3,805. And in St. Lucie, the registration count was only 168 short of the total 4,082 eligible voters. Notably, women were more active in the registration process, with 55,114 or 58% registering compared to 40,486 men. Despite this, there were still refusals, with 2,495 men declining to register, and almost double that number of women choosing not to participate. In the modern era, voter engagement in Barbados presents a contrasting narrative. In the 2022 general elections, there were 255,833 registered voters, but only 45% of them turned out to cast their ballots. This marked a decline from the 2018 elections, where 58.2% of the 258,901 registered voters participated. Nonetheless, back in 1951, after the introduction of universal adult suffrage in 1950, Barbados was a society eager to chart its future through the power of the ballot box. This was clearly seen in the addition of more than 95,000 new voters to the electoral list, as detailed in an article that was published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, August 18, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.